Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
The difference is that Ali never had that wellspring of hatred towards Joe. Ali, at the end, really was sorry that he had hurt Joe Frazier. Muhammad said to me once, if God ever calls me to a holy war, I want Joe Frazier fighting beside me.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
Welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll have the fallout from last night's Champions League action after back-to-back defeats for Liverpool. We look ahead to tonight's games, which includes Barcelona against holders PSG, and is Heimir Hallgrímsson about to get an injury boost ahead of naming his Ireland squad on Thursday morning? But first to events in Istanbul last night. Galatasaray beat Liverpool 1-0 thanks to a first-half penalty from Victor Osimhen. It follows Saturday's defeat to Crystal Palace in the Premier League for champions Liverpool. It's the second time Liverpool have lost back-to-back games under Arne Slot. Mo Salah and record signing Alexander Isak were on the bench and came on in the second half as substitutes, but were unable to find the equaliser. Slot says the demands on his squad to play three games a week means he has to rotate.
It's not always that I want to rotate, but sometimes I just need to because a player is not ready to play three times 90 minutes in 7 or 8 days.
Georgia international goalkeeper Georgi Mamardashvili could be set for a spell on the team now. The 25-year-old who joined from Valencia in the summer came on to replace Alisson in the second half after he went down with an injury. Liverpool played Chelsea at Stamford Bridge on Saturday before the international break, and Slot says it doesn't look good for the Brazilian goalkeeper.
Normally when a player, when he sprints back, feels something and he goes to the floor and doesn't come back and onto the pitch, I 9 out of 10 times fear the worst.
Chelsea got their first win in this season's Champions League. They beat Jose Mourinho's Benfica 1-0 at Stamford Bridge. Richard Rios' own goal in the first half was the difference between the sides. But Chelsea now have 3 red cards from the last 4 matches after João Pedro was sent off in injury time. Manager Enzo Maresca says they don't have a discipline problem though.
The second yellow card, João not even touched the other player, but the dynamic of the action is dangerous one. So for me personally, there is not any concern.
Alejandro Garnacho started for Chelsea last night and he played a key role in creating that own goal. And after being part of the Manchester United bomb squad before his summer move to London, he didn't have anything bad to say about his former club.
I think it was a difficult moment there, just training alone. But I don't have nothing bad to say about the club, my old club, Manchester United. So it's just bad moments in life. But yeah, now I'm very happy to be here to play in this competition and for the 3 points today.
Benfica have 2 losses from 2 in the Champions League. Jose Mourinho received a warm welcome from the home fans, but he says he can't take much comfort from that.
Yeah, but I don't feed myself with these memories. I feed myself with victories and results.
Tottenham came from 2-0 down to draw 2-2 away to Norwegian champions Bodo Glimt. A Mickey van de Ven header and an own goal means that Spurs have 4 points in 2 games. And manager Thomas Frank was happy with the comeback.
We kept doing the right thing. We kept moving the ball, kept producing situations from the side and showed great character to come back into the game, which I'm very, very pleased with.
Elsewhere in the Champions League last night, Kylian Mbappe scored a hat-trick for Real Madrid in their 5-0 win away to Champions League debutants Khairat Almaty. Atalanta came from a goal down to beat Club Brugge 2-1 at home in the other early kickoff. 2 goals from Harry Kane helped Bayern Munich win 5-1 away to Pavos. Inter won 3-0 at home to Slavia Prague. Lautaro Martinez scored 2 of the goals. Antoine Griezmann scored his 200th goal for Atletico Madrid in their 5-1 win at home to Eintracht Frankfurt. And Marseille won 4-0 at home to Ajax. Football Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme, proudly supported by Toyota. Tonight in the Champions League, Arsenal are back in action after their dramatic Premier League win away to Newcastle on Sunday. Manager Mikel Arteta knows there's no room for excuses in their quest for silverware this season. They haven't lifted a major trophy since the FA Cup in 2020. And ahead of tonight's game at home to Olympiacos, Arteta says he doesn't need reminding of the club's need for success.
Well, I'm aware the moment I stepping in this chair that what I want with this football club is to win major trophies. That's it. Nobody else has to put a line into us. That's the ambition, the first day, and the excuses, yeah, they never been part of my life.
Fresh from signing a new 5-year deal, defender William Saliba also says it's time to deliver silverware.
We had a lot of experiences from the last 3 seasons. We know that we're always close. So now we know how the Premier League is. We know how the Champions League is. So we have to stop talking and prove on the pitch that we are ready to win.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola believes it's too early to say if his side are Champions League contenders.
If we go through and we get better and better, we'll be a contender. But you have to deserve it. Last season when we started, we were a contender, right? When we started, look what happened. We finished 23 for 24. So step by step.
City captain Bernardo Silva hopes he's the man to lead the club back to success. City didn't win a trophy last season. Silva, who was named club captain in the summer, says he's enjoying his responsibility.
It's a big honour, it's a big responsibility at the same time. 8 years and a half of experience of knowing exactly what Pep wants from his team. So I think I can pass that experience and all that knowledge to the young guys also.
Monaco manager Adi Hütter says anything is possible in tonight's clash with City. That's despite him being without 8 first-team players. He knows his side are up against it.
For sure, we need a fantastic day. We need all what we give the players on their hands, that we try to implement this, that everybody is on his best peak. Then in football, lots of things are possible.
Tonight's standout game is between Barcelona and holders PSG. Ballon d'Or runner-up Lamine Yamal was back for Barca at the weekend and he set up Robert Lewandowski's winner against Real Sociedad. The man that won the Ballon d'Or ahead of Lamine Yamal, Ousmane Dembele, will miss the game for PSG due to a hamstring injury, which is set to keep him out until the end of October. Barca boss Hansi Flick says he's been really impressed by Luis Enrique's PSG side.
We don't know that. So it's a different competition. We play against the best teams in Europe and, of course, now against the best team in the last season. And it's a world-class team. It's a team with fantastic players and fantastic coach. I really love what I saw here the last season, but also this season, how they play football. So it's for us a big challenge, but of course we are looking forward about this match.
Elsewhere tonight, Napoli host Sporting, Villarreal at home to Juventus, Borussia Dortmund play Athletic Bilbao and Bayer Leverkusen take on PSV Eindhoven. Those games all start at 8. In the early games, Karabakh are at home to FC Copenhagen and Newcastle are in Brussels to face Royal Union Saint-Gilloise. Newcastle boss Eddie Howe has called on his players to use their mental strength to get through tonight's challenge, and Howe knows a win could have a huge impact on his squad.
Winning away is as much psychological as anything else, and I think there is a step to go in any competition to do that, and I think that is what really elevates you, because then when you return home you feel lifted from that. You know, away performances and results are so important to your psychology.
Troy Parrott has opened up the possibility of a return to Ireland for the October internationals after stating he hopes to see action for AZ Alkmaar in Sunday's league game against Telstar. Hamir Hagumson was disappointed to lose Parrott from his plans for the September doubleheader after the informed striker was struck down by a knee injury. It was a real blow as he had scored 10 goals in 7 games this season. Speaking to the AZ Alkmaar in-house media channel, Parrott says he's feeling good after a difficult period out.
Yeah, very good, very good. It's been a difficult 5-6 weeks, difficult periods. But yeah, I'm nearly there now, so feeling a lot better and looking forward to the coming days.
The Ireland squad for the games against Portugal and Armenia will be named tomorrow morning. We'll have all the reaction to that squad announcement on tomorrow's Football Daily. Brighton boss Fabian Hertzler has refused to discuss rumours linking him with a move to Manchester United. Ruben Amorim's position as United boss is in doubt after a poor start to the season, but the Brighton manager says it would be wrong for him to talk about anyone's job but his own.
I have a lot of respect for Ruben Amorim, so I won't talk about his job or any rumours that might come and regarding him. I'm really privileged to be a coach for Brighton & Hove. I'm very happy here and we still have a lot of work to do.
Athlone Town can complete the first leg of a double tonight. The Women's Premier Division champions will win the league title if they win away to bottom side Cork City. Athlone have an FAI Cup final against Bohemians to look forward to later this month. Tonight's game kicks off at 7:30. And Manchester City forward Mary Fowler has signed a new contract with the WSL side. The Australia international, who's currently recovering from an ACL injury, has agreed a deal until 2027. Fowler has scored 21 goals in 87 appearances for City. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program. Proudly supported by Toyota.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.